It was just another afternoon in Burbank, California, the home of Slappy Squirrel, strolling down the street looking in a window checking herself out.
Looking good as always.
While not vain, Slappy couldn't help but show some pride in her 23-year-old body, having a thick and curvy figure that gave her a big round ass and a large pair of tits. Her gray fur was spread to the side, while the white fur on her body looked loose like a shirt and covered the chest, making it look like she was wearing a bodysuit with pink nipples to match, all wrapped up in a sexy two-piece sports bra and short shorts. Only one word she uses to describe herself: sexy.
Nothing like a good stroll.
Walking, Slappy paid little to no attention to the number of men catcalling her, seeing them all as utes, as she knew they were not worth her time. Moving faster, Slappy was unaware that someone had planted a surprise for her up ahead, that someone was her arch foe, Walter Wolf. Gifted with a slightly muscular build inside overalls, Walter was a very attractive and crafty villain, but suffered one weakness: Slappy has been the only one who ever got the best of him, the only one he can't beat.
This time I got her. Once she steps on the X on the sidewalk, she'll trigger my trap, then it's straight to my oven,
he thought. Coming upon his trap, he watches with anticipation as Slappy was a few steps away. However, Walter received a shock when she stepped onto the X but did not trigger the trap and kept walking.
No, this can't be, it was foolproof,
he said angrily, stepping onto the X. Like in classic cartoon fashion, the trap activated as four walls sprung up from underneath the X, trapping Walter from the neck down.
Not again.
Hearing the commotion behind her, she turned around to see her nemesis trapped.
Well, Walter caught in your trap again,
teased Slappy.
Laugh it up, just wait till I get out.
Why bother, don't you get it, you'll never get the best of me,
she teased, honking his nose like a bike horn.
Cut that out, one of these days I'll...
Oh, you and your empty threats,
she teased.
You've been saying that since we were little kids.
It's not empty.
Whatever, things are not going to change,
she said, walking off.
Why bother?
He thought. A little while later, Walter, finally freeing himself, ready to give it another shot, but first had to call the Acme company. Demanding his money back, the company used a no-refund clause, cheating him. Frustrated, all he could say was,
I need a drink.
Reaching her destination, which was a two-floor building, the first floor had a hallway with many doors on the side, including a stairway that led to the second floor. Reaching the end of the hall was the last door that led into a small meeting room. Inside this room there were others. The others were Minerva Mink, Miss Flamiel, Hello Nurse, Katie Kaboom, Candy Chipmunk and Susie Squirrel, all members of the Animaniacs Ladies Club.
Good, now we can start the meeting, said Nurse.
This club had been established so that all the female co-workers could relieve all the stress from work and life itself. In no time the ladies started discussing many things, mostly their love lives for some, including Slappy, lack of one. 2 hours later.
Well, that's it for this week, ladies, said Miss Flamiel.
Hey, Slappy, why were you late to this meeting?
Asked Katie.
Nothing, just one of Walter's stupid traps.
All the ladies let out a collective groan while saying at the same time, this again. They all said.
Yeah. But he ended up getting caught in his trap.
What a yutz,
said Minerva. Everyone roared into laughter except Susie, who had a huge smirk on her face as she looks at Slappy.
Hey, Slap, isn't it time you and Walter drop the act? I mean, you two have been doing this since you were 3 years old.
What?
Why don't you and Walter just say I love you and make love?
Everyone was shocked at what Susie had just said, but Slappy's face was bright red with shock.
Care to explain?
Asked Hello Nurse.
Come on, ladies, it's obvious by now that those two are harboring strong romantic feelings for each other. This also explains your love life, as you already have your heart set on him. Then how do you explain Walter's attempts to always trying to eat Slappy?
Said Candy Chipmunk.
Simple, all the hostility he has for you is nothing but romantic and sexual frustration,
she informed.
Sexual frustration?
Asked Minerva.
Walter and Slappy want each other clearly, but since neither side won't admit it, they channel their repressed feelings into an endless game of cat and mouse where Walter keeps trying to eat you when he wants to eat you.
I'm guessing you those psychology classes are going well,
said Slappy coldly.
Been a few classes, but it's enough to figure you love birds out. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you two occasionally had erotic dreams about each other, little Miss Virgin.
Slappy was becoming angry due to what Susie said, Feeling this, Hello Nurse decided it was time for everyone to go.
Okay ladies, see you next week,
she said, hurrying everyone but Slappy out.
Trust me Slappy, go find that wolf and let him see your cute side,
teased Susie. After everyone left, Slappy took a deep breath, deciding not to go home right away. Instead she said,
I need a drink
later. Now at her favorite bar, Slappy was sitting at the table having a conversation with the bartender Sal the sheep.
Can you believe her, Sal? Implying that I like Walter Wolf and saying my personality is some kind of an act, but you do like him that much, I do know,
she informed.
No, I don't,
she pouted as she blushed.
Sure you don't, but come on, you have to admit he is pretty cute,
replied Sal.
Once you get past the whole constantly trying to eat me thing,
she said sarcastically as she downed a shot.
Well, maybe he wants to eat you out, instead of just eating you.
Good grief, not you too. Look, the only interest that wolf has in me is food.
Maybe not, I mean my husband is a wolf and I'm a sheep and we fell in love.
He's different. Walter is too much of a bonehead. I mean look at me. I've got big tits, a big ass and a great figure altogether, but he doesn't see me as a woman. All he sees is his next meal.
So if he wasn't trying to eat you, then you would be interested in him.
Yeah right, like that would ever happen,
she joked.
Maybe. I mean he is cute and he's really cute when he's angry. I just wish he'd stop trying to eat me, but let's face it, I'm just a meal to him,
she thought as she blushed and down another shot.
So what are your plans for tomorrow?
Asked Sal.
Tomorrow? What's so special about tomorrow?
Valentine's Day.
A look of annoyance came across Slappy's face as she pinched the bridge of her nose, realizing tomorrow was one of those days she can't stand but knew how she was going to spend it.
Simple, watch TV and eat ice cream.
You need to get out there and go find a man.
I'll find a man hick when there's a man worth finding hick,
she hiccuped as she downed another shot.
Okay Slap, you know when you start doing those cute little hiccups it's time to cut you off.
Oh hick, don't be like that Sal.
No buts, the last thing I need is to call a cab to take your barely conscious butt home.
Okay, hick fine mom. See you hick later,
she said, paying her bill and leaving. Once Slappy was gone, a person with his head down sitting at a booth close by started to chuckle as he got up, revealing himself to be Walter.
Oh, tomorrow is going to be fun.
The next day, Slappy got up early in the morning, ready to spend Valentine's Day her usual way. After finishing a bath and shower, Slappy came downstairs dressed in only her green robe that reaches her knees. Not caring, it was wide open as she laid on her couch ready to watch movies all day. Suddenly a knock at the door interrupted her. Annoyed, Slappy sat up, closing her robe before heading to the door.
Okay buddy, whatever you're selling, oh it's you,
she said, seeing it was Walter. Standing in front of her was Walter Wolf. He had an unusual cheerful look on his face that Slappy took notice of but wasn't bothered.
Happy Valentine's Day Slappy.
Ha ha, very funny. Look Walter, whatever you're up to, can you save it for tomorrow? I'm busy.
I'm not up to anything unless asking you out counts.
Excuse me?
She asked with a raised eyebrow.
Slappy Squirrel, would you be my Valentine?
A sudden silence came between the two as the wind blew. Slappy's eyes widened as she blushed, saying aloud.
Excuse me?
I'm asking you out on a date. What's so shocking about that?
The fact that you've been trying to eat me since day one and now you're asking me out on a date.
Okay, that's a good point, but I have a reason.
I can't wait to hear it,
she said.
Well, after my last failed attempt, I went drinking. It was there I had a realization.
Oh really?
I realized that I couldn't catch you because maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Just figuring that out.
Well, that and lately I've been having these weird feelings about you.
About me?
I've been feeling tense lately when I think about you, but it's not anger, just weird.
Slappy thought about what Susie said about them and began to wonder if what she said might have some merit.
So I want to see what those feelings are by asking you out.
Slappy thought for a moment, though she already had plans for her day, she didn't want to spend the day home alone. She wanted to go out, but seeing all those happy couples would be worse than staying home, but now Walter Wolf is asking her out on a date. Claiming that he might be turning over a new leaf, Slappy weighed her options, realizing she could use a little fun and if he tries something she can see it coming and take him down.
Okay, Walter, I'll be your Valentine, but no funny stuff.
Great, I know a great place we can have dinner there, then go for a walk.
Sounds great.
Oh, by the way, Slappy.
What?
You might want to close your robe.
Looking down to Slappy's shock, her robe was wide open and her breasts were exposed. Realizing in a split second that she did close her robe but didn't secure it and it must have opened back up. At that moment, she quickly closed her robe around her tits, hiding them as she became bashful.
Oh my, oh whoopsie, you weren't supposed to see that,
she said shyly, holding her robe closed while blushing. Looking at Walter, Slappy could see a hunger in his eyes and a grin on his face, but it was different. He was looking at her like those catcalling guys do when they see her. Normally it annoys her, but now she felt flattered as the grip on her top loosened.
Why is he looking at me like that, and why am I getting so aroused by it?
She thought.
Look, why not give me your number and I'll send you the info on where to meet,
he said, pulling out a pen and paper.
Fine,
she said, taking the pen and paper, writing her cell number, then handing it back to him.
Slappy, your robe.
Looking down, Slappy realized she let her robe open up again, allowing her tits out in the open again. Now even more embarrassed, she used her tail to hide her tits, hugging it like a pillow and keeping Walter from seeing anything else.
Yep, not again.
You know, I never realized until now just how hot you are. Those tits are amazing,
Walter complimented.
Didn't you look?
She pouted and blushed.
Well, I gotta go see you tonight, sexy.
He called me sexy,
she said, going back inside. Once inside, Slappy leaned against her door, confused. Her whole interaction with Walter was way different than usual. Instead of trying to eat her, he asked her out, and instead of looking at her like a meal, he saw her as a woman.
Guess I should find something to wear.
Walter laughed. He knew he had Slappy off guard. He had her right where he wanted her, but he had to admit,
she's got some amazing tits. I wanted to fondle those babies, and she's pretty cute, all flustered and embarrassed like that. Well, I'll tease her a little more at night, then when she's vulnerable I'll strike her down. Also, why did I start smelling walnuts?
That night, after sending Slappy the information earlier, Walter dressed casually as he waited for Slappy to show up, ready to get deeper into her head.
I'll flirt with her a little more, then I'll have her.
One side coming through,
said Slappy from a distance.
Time to land me, eh?
Said Walter as his thoughts trailed off. Making her way through, Slappy came dressed in a black tube top mini with purple eyeshadow and lipstick. Walter was legitimately impressed at how beautiful she looked.
Wow, she looks hot. What are you thinking? Stay focused, you're supposed to be charming her,
he thought.
Oh, Walter, there you are,
she said, walking up to him, rubbing her right arm with her left hand.
You look good, Slappy.
Thanks, you too.
Although I have to admit you're looking a little tight in the chest,
he teased.
Hey, this was the best dress I had, and I haven't worn it in a while. Besides, didn't you get enough of an eyeful of my chest this morning?
She blushed, folding her arms on her chest.
How could I ever get enough?
Fine, whatever.
She said, walking to the door.
Nice ass too,
he teased. Slappy blushed a little, annoyed at Walter's perverted teasing. She couldn't help but feel a little flattered that he was noticing her. It made her smile a little. The inside of the restaurant was comprised of three levels. The main and the upper level were part of the restaurant. The lower was a karaoke bar. A large square opening was in the center that allowed you to see the other level, protected by a railing.
Wow, this place is not bad.
Yeah, they decorated the place for Valentine's Day. Follow me, babe. Bar table is on the next floor.
Did he just call me babe?
Following Walter to the next floor, their table was next to the railing, decorated romantically for Valentine's Day, with a reserved for Walter Wolf sign in the center of the table. Upon taking their seats and getting comfortable, they were greeted by a waiter who knew Walter. Taking their orders, he left immediately.
Wow, you seem to be known here.
Well, I've had a few dates here.
Considering how frequent you're chasing me, I didn't think you had time for that.
I do have a life outside of that. But I think it's time for you to be a part of that instead of our cat and mouse game,
he said as he placed his hands on hers. Slappy began blushing, smiling gently at Walter, who in turn began blushing, now noticing just how she is.
Maybe he is trying to change,
she thought.
Why is she suddenly so much cuter?
He thought. Suddenly the waiter returned with a bottle of wine for the table, explaining that this was a special brand that they only serve for Valentine's Day along with their meals. upon pouring a glass for them both and leaving, promising to return if he is needed.
Well, I guess to new beginnings,
toasted Slappy.
To new beginnings.
The two clanged their glasses before taking a sip of their wine. Once they tasted it, they were amazed at how good it tasted and felt as the two downed it and poured another glass while they ate. Moments later, their meals were done and so was the wine as Slappy kept gently hiccuping.
Are you okay, Slappy?
Well, I am feeling hic a little buzzed hic. Guess that wine was hic stronger than what I'm used to hic.
Damn, even her hiccups are cute. Keep it together, Walter, you're supposed to be seducing her.
Still buzzed, Slappy looked around, noticing couples sharing a special ice cream dessert, feeding each other a spoonful. The sight of it gave Slappy a longing feeling as she watched them, thinking to herself,
that must be fun.
Suddenly the waiter appeared again, this time holding the same dessert that Slappy was just looking at. Another Valentine's Day special. It was complimentary for first-time couples. Both Slappy and Walter blushed that the waiter was implying that they were a couple. Ready to dig in, Walter was already presented with a scoop that Slappy had already taken but was offering it to him.
Slappy?
He asked, blushing.
Well, everyone thinks we're a couple, wouldn't it be fun to go along with it?
She asked, blushing.
I guess.
Walter reached over, taking the scoop into his mouth before taking his scoop and feeding it to a waiting Slappy. The two continued this action as they ate the ice cream down, with the final scoop going to Slappy.
Wow, that was fun,
thought Walter. Hearing the music coming from the lower level, Slappy got up from her seat and moved to the railing to listen better. Seeing this, Walter decided to have some fun as he moves in behind her, placing his hands next to her, and then proceeded to listen too, but the moment turned awkward when he accidentally pressed his groin against her butt.
Shit, I didn't mean to do that. Wow, her butt feels great, I can feel it through. Uh-oh.
Slappy was instantly shocked, though Walter couldn't see it. Her first instinct was to turn around and slap him, but suddenly she began to feel something rising, poking her in the butt.
Is that his?
She thought.
Shit, I'm starting to get hard,
he thought as he started to pull away. Slappy turned around, blushing while still buzzed, as she looked with an unamused blushing face.
Shouldn't you at least wait till a third date before you make that kind of move?
I swear it was an accident.
It's fine, so hic, you ready to go to the karaoke bar?
Sure.
After paying the bill, the two started making their way to the lower level dance floor with Slappy in front. The way there, Walter was kicking himself for the mistake he made.
Damn it, why did I start getting hard? I almost ruined my plan,
he thought.
I have to focus, no matter focus dot on that ass, and why am I so turned on?
He thought. Unknown to him, Slappy noticed what he was doing. As he was so focused on her ass, he didn't notice Slappy was looking over her shoulder, watching him stare at her butt.
I can't believe it, he's checking me out,
she thought.
He's looking right at my butt, why is it turning me on?
Slappy had dozens of men checking her out in the past, and she was always annoyed by their catcalling antics, though she never showed it, she just ignored it. Walter, however, felt different. The way he looked at her when her tits popped out in front of him, though she was so embarrassed at the time, when she thought about it later, she liked the way he was looking at her with those hungry eyes. Even now he was staring at her butt with those same eyes. It excited her as she began swinging her hips a little, making her butt jiggle a little under her dress.
Wow, that stubby leg bitch might have been right,
she thought. Making it to the lower level, they saw numerous couples sitting at tables watching other couples perform.
Wow, this looks like fun.
I think they're doing a duet thing, we should find a table.
The two found seats by the bar just as another couple had just finished their duet. As they watched them leave, an announcer appeared ready to call on the next couple. After scanning the area, the announcer picked Slappy and Walter as the next duet couple, much to their shared embarrassment. Though they wanted to be passed over, the other cheering couples would not let them.
Okay, fine,
they both said. Heading to the stage, they both took a mic ready to sing. Soon the announcer stepped off the stage, the music started playing. Song. One Night Only. Despite the song being a solo song, the two did their best to turn it into a duet. Walter started first, though shaky at first, but quickly got into it just as Slappy's turn came up. Slappy dived right in, blowing everyone, even Walter, with her voice as she turned to Walter, petting his cheek as they shared the chorus. Both gave it their all as they sang the rest of the song, getting cheers from the crowd. Shortly after, a few more songs and a few more drinks, they took their date outside.
That was amazing. I had no idea you could sing like that, Slappy.
There's a lot, Hick, you don't know, Hick, about me.
You okay?
Guess I shouldn't have had, Hick, those extra drinks, she said, stumbling a little. Guess I'll, Hick, be stumbling home tonight.
Here, let me carry you.
Before Slappy could react, she was scooped up bridal style, making the semi-drunk squirrel giggle.
Wow, I feel like a bride.
She blushed.
We should probably head back fast. I smell a storm coming.
I thought it was going to be clear tonight.
Must be a shift in the weather. We might have a downpour coming in fast.
Suddenly thunder could be heard as clouds started rolling. Walter started to walk through the park.
My place isn't too far from here. We can wait for the storm to pass there.
With that, Walter took off at high speed, ready to beat the storm that was coming for them. As Walter ran, the vibration was making Slappy jiggle, especially in her chest, to the point her tits were on the verge of popping out of her dress.
If this keeps up, my boobs are,
she thought. We're here. Looking over now, saw that they were in front of Walter's door. Despite still holding Slappy, he managed to open the door, beating the storm before it started coming down. Walter's house was fitted for at least two people, as his living room and kitchen were on the first floor while his bath and bedroom were upstairs. Placing her down on the couch, Walter went to the kitchen to get some coffee while Slappy quickly fixed her top.
I'll be right back with some coffee.
Thank you.
Heading into the kitchen, Walter saw the trap that he had laid out for Slappy. All he had to do was lure her in there and she'd be launched into a cage ready to be cooked and eaten. Suddenly he heard a thud behind him. As he looked, he saw Slappy fell on the floor showing concern. He lifted her, placing her back on the couch comfortably, seeing she fell asleep.
Man, you really can't hold your drink. It's kinda cute,
he said. Walter returned to the kitchen and began taking down his trap before starting to make the coffee. Moments later, Walter re-entered the living room with a mug of coffee for Slappy. However, Slappy had fallen asleep on the couch. Walter couldn't but notice how beautiful she looked, like a sleeping beauty. Grabbing a thermos, Walter poured her coffee into it, figuring that she might want something warm when she wakes up and a blanket to spread out on her. Looking down on a now tucked away Slappy, Walter gently leaned down, kissing her on her cheek before heading upstairs. Later. After a shower and changing into a pair of boxers, Walter sat on the side of his bed wondering why he didn't go through with his revenge. Walter knew he had her, all he to do was finish her. Instead, he was concerned when she fell and kissed her on the cheek and made sure she was comfortable.
Don't tell me one night made me go soft.
Suddenly Walter hears a knock at his door. Looking up, he knew whom it had to be as he looked up.
Walter?
Slappy, you're up.
Yeah, I drank that coffee you left. It helped me sober up a little.
No problem. Listen, it looks like that storm won't let up until the morning, so you're free to...
Walter, I saw the trap.
A sudden silence came. Walter, as he grew nervous, he didn't know what to say as he tried to come up with something to say.
When I saw it, I realized that this whole date was part of your plan to finally eat me,
she said.
I tried to get away, but I was so drunk I fell. Then you came, I thought I was done, but instead you laid me back on the couch and then I watched you take your trap down, and I just want to know why?
Honestly, I don't know. I spent years trying. Then, when I finally had my chance, I couldn't do it.
He sighed.
It was my plan, but after spending time with you on our date, I found myself enjoying my time with you than wanting revenge.
Is that why you kissed me?
Well, I...
Walter, despite your original plan, I still had a lot of fun and you did give me a great Valentine, so I think it's time I give you mine.
Slowly the door to Walter's bedroom opened, allowing Slappy to step in fully naked, her cheeks red from blushing.
I'm giving you me.
Walter's jaw dropped to the floor. In classic cartoon fashion, the reaction made Slappy blush harder.
You don't have to react like that. You saw my breasts earlier,
she said, shyly swaying her boobs.
Well, wait, why do I smell walnuts again?
That smell is from me. It happens when I'm ahem, excited.
Walter took a second to think of what Slappy meant before realizing. A smile appeared on his face as he looked at her.
Tell me something, were you excited this morning when I saw your tits the first time?
Maybe a little, she said, rubbing her arm. I mean, I get that kind of attention all the time from jerks ogling me all the time, but I like that kind of attention when it's only you.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel excited when you do it.
Does it might have something to do with you having feelings for me?
Slappy's face turns red with embarrassment as she turns her back to Walter, beginning to regret her gift.
You know what, forget it, this is stupid, I should go. Before I, eep,
she said before she tried to leave but was stopped. Before Slappy knew what was going on, she was scooped up from into a bridal style again by Walter, who was ogling at her the same way he did when he saw her boobs by accident.
Stop, stop looking at me like that, it's embarrassing.
This coming from the sexy squirrel who walked onto my room butt naked. Besides, didn't you say you get excited when I looked at you like that, because I can smell your excitement?
Slappy's face was now steaming as Walter looked at her. She felt like a deer caught in the headlights. To make matters worse, just hearing Walter calling her sexy aroused her even more.
You think I'm sexy?
Does this answer your question?
With that, Walter leaned in, kissing Slappy right on the lips. Shocked at first, she did nothing, but slowly being taken over by instinct, she began to kiss back. The kiss lasted a few moments before they broke.
I'm liking my gift, Slappy.
Walking over to the bed, Walter laid Slappy on the bed before moving on top of her. Looking down, Walter could see both her arousal and her nervousness.
Is this your first time?
Slappy said nothing but turned her head and nod. Walter smiled gently as he turned her head back and kissed her on her nose, promising to be gentle. With that, leaving a trail of kisses as he made his way to her boobs, getting soft yelps along the way.
Your boobs are amazing, Slappy.
You're embarrassing me.
She pouted.
There's no need to be sexy, let me loosen you up.
Walter began gently fondling Slappy's boobs, getting soft moans from her, signaling that she was enjoying it. Slowly he began becoming more aggressive as he added sucking on her nipples, making her moans louder.
Yes, yes, oh wow, keep going Walter, keep sucking my boobs.
She moaned as she petted him.
I've never seen her like this, it's really cute.
After a few more moments of pleasing her boobs, Walter started moving further down with a trail of kisses until he reaches her legs, but they were closed tight.
Slappy?
I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. You're the first male I've ever let get this close.
We don't have to.
No. I've come this far. I want this. You can look. I want you to.
With Slappy's permission, Walter opened her legs apart, allowing him access to see what no other male has seen. Slappy's wet pussy. To Walter, Slappy's womanhood was on conquered land where no man had gone before. The smell of walnuts was strongest there, as it was there where it came from. Slappy was embarrassed and excited at the same time. For the first time, a male was getting an eyeful of her nether region, though many pervs have tried before, they all ended up beaten up.
How does it look?
It looks amazing.
It does?
It looks good enough to eat.
Say what?
Walter dived like a beast, first sniffing her pussy and clit, his nose rubbing against them, getting multiple yelps as he locked in her scent. Finally, he was ready to go farther as he brought out his tongue.
Looks like I finally get my meal.
Walter, wait, I'm not ready for, eek.
Walter went to work licking Slappy's outer lips, his tongue gliding up and down her, adding teasing and sucking on her clit.
Wait, Walter, no. Stop. I'm not ready for this. Oh yes,
protested a moaning Slappy. Despite her protest, her body language was saying the opposite as it was pushing into Walter. Seeing this, he decided to go in for the kill as he pushed his tongue inside her. Slappy shrieked in pleasure as she felt Walter's tongue go inside her, her inner walls being thrashed as he tasted her walnut flavored love juice.
Yes, no. Oh fuck it, eat me you big bad wolf.
Walter's hand slipped under Slappy, grabbing her butt cheeks, squeezing them, adding to her pleasure.
Oh Walter, deeper, I want you deep inside me, please.
This was the most vulnerable Slappy had ever been, on her back with her arch enemy in between her legs eating her out. She was at his mercy and she loved every moment.
If this is what you meant all those time you said you wanted to eat me, I would have done this a long time ago.
Suddenly Walter pulls out, confusing Slappy. However, before she asks why he did this, she got her answer. Walter turned Slappy onto all fours before spreading her butt cheeks, allowing him access to not just her pussy but her ass too.
Walter, please eat me more, baby.
Walter happily went back eating her out again, but added eating her ass as well. The feeling of his tongue pushing into her ass made Slappy scream with pleasure, but she muffled it with a pillow.
Oh yes, yes, eat my dirty holes, you dirty wolf.
Walter's tempo sped up as he switched between Slappy's holes, to Slappy she thought he was in both as she reached her climax.
I'm coming, I'm gonna come. Dot.
Slappy came hard into Walter's mouth, as he drank up as much as he could of her sweet love juice. Done, Slappy collapsed onto the bed but still managed to turn herself onto her back. Looking at Walter, Slappy instantly recovered her second wind as she pulled herself into him, embracing him. Slappy proceeded to nuzzle him lovingly and kissed him multiple times.
What's gotten into you?
I don't know, it's like something turned on inside of me the moment you asked out and it kept getting stronger and now I...
What?
OMG, she was right.
Who was?
Walter, I think.
What?
I think, I'm in love with you.
What? How can that be? We just...
No, this feeling has been there since we kids, but because of how we acted I buried those feelings, but being with you here and now brought them back.
Slappy, I don't know how to feel about this.
It's okay, I understand, but maybe tonight will help put you on the path of loving me back.
Slappy then kissed Walter lovingly as her hands made their way to his groin. Reaching into his boxers, Slappy pulled out Walter's dick through the opening in his boxers. Walter's dick was huge, Slappy's hand couldn't fit around it. Grabbing onto as much as she could, she began stroking him as she continued to kiss him.
Wow, you're big down there,
said an intimidated Slappy.
Are you okay?
Just a little nervous and excited.
Slappy brought her other hand down, wrapping it around what the other couldn't, and began stroking harder before moving her head down and began sucking on his head. Walter could tell this was Slappy's first time doing this, but despite her clumsy method it still felt great from the sound of his growls and moans.
Slappy,
he moaned. Walter was on the verge coming, but Slappy stopped denying him, however before he could as ask why she did that she brought her face to his, rubbing her nose to his, giving him an Eskimo kiss.
Don't be upset, my big bad wolf, I just want to feel it inside me.
Looking down at Slappy, Walter couldn't help but see how cute she was being. He saw hints of her cute side all through their date, especially when he was flirting with her, but it seems she was in full-on cute mode.
Damn it, she's cute.
Walter nodded before changing positions. Now laying on his back with Slappy sitting on his abs, she gave a seductive smile as she prepared herself for the next step.
Slappy, are you sure you're ready?
Slappy said nothing but decided to show him as she positions her pussy over the head of his dick. Slowly she began lowering herself onto him, taking a few seconds to enjoy the feeling of the head of his dick rubbing against her outer lips. Going lower, Slappy began slowly taking in more and more of Walter's cock. Slappy struggled a little due to Walter's size, width and length was something she needed to adjust to. Finally managing to take in his whole dick, Slappy sat there taking a moment to adjust to it. Despite the slight pain she felt, not just from losing her virginity but the feeling of her inner walls being stretched, it still felt amazing as it was her first dick. Walter was also adjusting to the tightness of Slappy's inner walls. While it felt like a vice, it felt amazing, none of his previous partners felt this good.
You're so huge, you're going to tear me apart,
she moaned.
Do you want me to take it slow?
He asked her.
I appreciate your concern, but I want you to pound me so hard it hurts your big bad wolf,
said Slappy.
Whatever you say, sexy,
said Walter happily. Taking hold of her ass, squeezing it, Walter felt as Slappy slid up his sheath until only his head was inside her before slamming back down. The sound of their moans created a melody that neither would ever forget. At first Slappy was doing the work, but Walter joined in too, thrusting upwards as Slappy came down on him. The timing was off at first, but they quickly fixed it, heightening their pleasure.
Damn, you're so tight.
You're so huge and thick.
They continued to moan each other's name as they fucked, Walter's hand moving back and forward between her tits and ass, giving her more pleasure.
Yes, play with my tits and ass, you naughty wolf,
she cried. Slappy became lost in her feelings as she kissed Walter, their tongues wrestling as they became more aggressive, pounding into each other.
Slappy, you feel amazing.
You're so great, Walter. I'm so happy you're my first.
The two continued to cry out each other's name, but soon their end was coming and they felt it.
Walter, I'm gonna come.
Me too.
Do it, Walter. Come inside me, fill me with your big bad cum.
The two locked lips again as they came. Slappy was first to come, coating Walter's dick with her fluids. Then Walter came, filling Slappy up with three shots of his cum. Riding out their orgasms, the two, until they fell limp as Slappy laid on top of him, resting her head under his chin. Slappy fell asleep fast, exhausted from her first time.
Best Valentine's Day ever,
she thought, falling asleep. Walter gently pulled the covers over them, allowing Slappy to get comfortable on top of him. Walter couldn't figure out what he was feeling for Slappy now. After everything that happened, he no longer hated her, but these new feelings were still strange to him, especially as he watched her sleep on top of him.
This really is a new beginning for us, sexy,
he cooed as he fell asleep too. 1 year later. Walking down the sidewalk, Slappy was as beautiful as ever. However, as she no longer had to deal with being catcalled because she wasn't walking alone. Next to her was none other than Walter, who was walking beside her, their wedding rings flashing as they walked. This wasn't the only change, as in front of them was a stroller housing infant twins, a baby squirrel named Mina and a baby wolf named JR. Mina looked like their mother but had their father's coloring, while JR looked like their father with their mother's coloring. As the happy family walked, Slappy looked happily at Walter, who smiled back.
So are you ready for tomorrow, sexy?
You know it, my big bad wolf.
Tomorrow was Valentine's Day again, and this time the couple was going to happily spend it with each other and their children. Walking off together, both thought to themselves how things changed so much in a year and happy they were, and finally how great tomorrow was going to be. The end. Author's notes. I meant for this to come out during Valentine's Day, but due to a lot of problems, personal, I wasn't able to finish it until now. Also, eventually I'll write a story of what happened between the two Valentine's days.